Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the first episode of Mamamoo Gossip Corner. And, girlies, what is going on with the world? It seems like just yesterday that the K-pop sea was calm and the Moos could just go back to the radish farm for a calm day of basking in this wonderful last summer heat waves. But no. No, we Moos can never get a break, can we? For today's topic, I am going to talk about our beloved lion Hwasa and just do a simple recap of a huge scandal that shook nearly the entire K-pop community, the Hwasa robe scandal. So, all right, here we are. Beginning of the scandal. So where should I even begin to talk about this? Because let's be honest, it's a messy, messy timeline. And you know your girl, she's going to give you those tweets and give you the receipts and deliver with unbiased news. So, okay, if we're going to start at the beginning, the very beginning, we have to talk about the premise of the show that Hwasa was on. So, okay, it started with the trailer of the comedy show that's fairly popular in South Korea, and actually, it's pretty famous internationally. And, okay, I try to pronounce it, but that would take the rest of the hour, so for now, we're just going to call it MBC. So, the usual premise of the show is just like quirky, weird humor. And usually the show, every single episode is attached with a theme. Now, the theme attached to this episode in particular was to shock each other with ghost-like outfits. Now, this is what the trailer showed, but really nothing else. So you can imagine, almost in an instant, this trailer was just dragged by the antis of Mamamoo or just antis of Hwasa. And because, okay, now keep in mind, this is the new released trailer. The antis believed that Hwasa herself dressed up in a Nigerian or African style robe, ready to scare people in it because her costume was shocking. So, okay, if we want to talk about my initial reactions, we'll probably just get into that. So, as a Moo myself, I was honestly, I kid you not, I was stressed out. So I had no idea what to do because, you know, a little bit about myself. I am kind of new to the K-pop community. I wouldn't even consider myself a part of it, but I am a Moo. I've been a Moo for, let's see, maybe like 4 months now. And the more and more that I found out about them, and you know, they've done like some problematic things in the past. Have they given written apologies? Have they apologized? Yes. But as far as I knew, I was like, okay, well, you know, I wonder what Moos have done in the past to do damage control. And I have, keep in mind, I have never had to do damage control before. So I was like, oh boy, like, what am I supposed to do? And, so I think I remember, at that moment, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to make one tweet saying, listen, everyone, we just need to wait till either someone translates those captions that was in the episode or just even wait till the full episode comes out. And so, okay, while this was happening, you know, and I made that tweet, some people responded, you know, it was getting a bit of traction. And so I would say the Moo community was divided into three like halves. You know, if you look at a pie and you cut it in threes, and so because we were more divided than ever when the trailer first popped up and like Hwasa was trending everywhere. And so let's see. The first half was me, or the Moos like me, that were ready to stick it out and wait till those captions were released and then see what it was, but be ready to either start apologizing or be ready to defend her. And then there was another half of the pie that, and I'm assuming that this, I was hearing about this, and it turns out that there were some antis who were putting in their own subtitles, saying just random things that were not actually accurate translations. And some moos took that to heart. They thought that it was real, and they were ready to unstan Mama Moo altogether or become an OT3. Then there was another half of the pie that, or the final half, I should say. And those moos, regardless of not even waiting for the captions, not even going to believe what the antis were saying, they just jumped ship just like that. I mean, without even a thought, not even ready to wait it out for 24 hours, doing nothing. Now, if you know me on Twitter, I'm hardly ever angry. But let me tell you listeners something. If you are one of those moos that were back then, that were that last half of that pie, I have to say you betrayed your entire community. And I hope that when you found out that it turns out, oh, Hwasa actually didn't do something bad, but I want to come back. You're not welcome. You are not. I can't say that you aren't allowed to be back, but believe me, you're not welcome. There's not going to be open arms for you if you decide to come back. Actually, a friend of mine, let's see, can't remember her at right now, but she made a tweet. And it was after the whole translations came out, and we'll get into that later. But she was saying that, you know, to all of the moos that decided to leave, and because they weren't willing to stick it out and wait for the captions to be released, and instead you just jump ship and not even stand up for your best girl. And for those moos that wanted to come, like crawling back, basically saying that, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and I thought like she did something really bad. And no, even my friend said they weren't welcome back, and a lot of people agreed with her, and as I am doing now. So, you know, I mean, come on, it's just that's, you know, it's shameful. You know, I couldn't believe it, but the hatred and the lies were still being spilled. Moose and I, you know, we were trying to do damage control, you know, because the translations still haven't come out yet, and so we're trying to just like get all these antis off of this rampage. In fact, you know, I heard from this insider that antis were purposely sending DMs to like big social media news outlets that cover topics like pop culture, entertainment, you know, and one of those, yeah, come on, you moos already know who I'm talking about. The one that decided to actually get involved with this scandal is Popbase. And okay, so you'll get a free hug coupon from me if you guessed it before I said the name. Okay, so I can't get too off topic here, but let's get back to that tea. So, anyways, what even is Popbase? To be honest, I never heard of them before, and to be even more honest, I never want to hear from them again. But what Popbase is it's like essentially what I was just talking about before. They cover pop culture, entertainment news, and stats. And if like, you know, a random group breaks a record, they'll make a tweet about it. So now we'll put your tinfoil hats on for this one because it's conspiracy theory time. I think there are a few reasons why or how Popbase, sorry, how they got involved. So either, and you know, this is purely debatable. You can debate it in the comments. Some antis probably started DMing them with pictures of Hwasa wearing the outfit, or They noticed it was trending and decided to tweet about it. And girlies, let me tell you, they couldn't have been more out of line. Now, okay, so I have their tweet right in front of me, and even though I don't have the timestamp on it, they couldn't have dug themselves a deeper hole by saying this when they did. So, okay, with this tweet, and if for those who remember, keep it in your imagination, but with the tweet, they have two attached pictures. One of them is she's like wearing the robe and the tightly fitted towel on her head. And the other is the screenshot of the trending page with her on it, and she was like, I'm pretty sure she was number one trending on the US. Yeah, or and in other countries too, but because I'm from the US, she was trending number one. So the tweet says the following. Hwasa started trending at number one on the US Twitter trends following a video going viral where Hwasa is wearing traditional African clothing to try and scare people. So, okay. I'm going to try to unpack this tweet because, funny enough, okay, the tweet by itself is pretty much the whole lie that antis believe and still believe till this day. Okay, keep that in mind, okay, because the trailer was released like, I can't remember when it was released, but it was probably sometime in mid-late July. So, okay, I'm gonna try to break down this tweet and get to the premise of it. And yeah, believe me, it gets that deep. In the tweet, Popbase doesn't say trailer, it says video. Well, okay, so what's the big deal? It's just a word. Well, there's a difference. Trailers are teasers. They don't show everything, but enough to, get you interested. Videos show you everything. Or, sometimes they leave a little cliffhanger at the end to get you excited for the next one. So, reading this tweet, you'd assume that, oh, well, I gotta see this video. I can't believe Hwasa would do this. So you go on Twitter and you try to find this video, but all you see is the trailer, and that's it. So here you are, led to believe this lie. Now, okay, another thing is that the tweet is just the absolute ignorance of it, okay? Again, notice how Popbase doesn't even try to act like it did its research. And they just called her outfit traditional African clothing. Last time I checked, everything in Africa is different. Every country is different. Every tribe is different. So I find it racist that Popbase is assuming something about a culture they obviously know nothing about, which is actually something we'll get into later. Okay, so one more thing to leave with this tweet. Popbase, okay, so I would say at the time they had about 200K following. And don't get me wrong, that's a pretty big following for an entertainment news outlet. And at the time, and I say at the time, they had a good rep for tweeting facts, facts. So, but take this into consideration. Say you know nothing about Mamamoo or just K-pop in general, and that tweet comes across your timeline. So you would probably do one of three things. You keep scrolling because it doesn't interest you since you aren't into K-pop. You give it attention by actually going onto the trending page and see what's up, or you actually believe the tweet, retweet it, give it some traction, and even keep just you keep spreading the lie without a second thought. And the more that I think about this tweet, it's just the and I say I the reason why I say that, Popbase at the time, they had a good rep, they had a big following, and I bring all this up is because they led so many people to believe something that was completely untrue. And even at the time, they had no proof that this existed. Well, we gotta get on to the next topic, but don't worry, there is still more in this messy timeline that has to do with Pop Base. So, stick around. So, radishes. This section will be a little bit longer because, okay, we have so much to talk about. And I know I said I could do a simple recap, but this scandal is anything but simple if you try to cover it. So, just a quick something about myself. Again, I am a part of a group chat on Twitter that kinda is just for moves and we all help each other, and it was getting more rapid than ever because of all this damage control we had to do. But then lo and behold, an amazing something happened on the 25th of July. A K-mu, and if you don't know what that is, it's a Korean mu, who they were actually in contact with a friend of mine, and they sent the translations of the captions from the episode trailer to her, which was then put through the group chat, and of course, both of them are in the Hall of Fame for doing us moves a total solid. And oh my lord, I was. I mean, come on. When we all saw those captions, we were all relieved, right? I mean, because not only did I feel like I could have a good defense, but I wasn't going to be in the wrong if like I fought back, you know? So okay, what did the captions say exactly? Well, basically, it was spelled out that Hwasa was wearing a luxury sauna outfit, and she actually just came from there. So that should have solved everything, right? Well, even on top of that translation release, we also got a statement from NBC's network on the same day. So their apology was put, and if you don't know this, on their YouTube channel, or actually, if even if you do have a YouTube channel, you have the option of having a community tab on your channel. So they took it upon themselves to go to their community page and just say a few things about Hwasa's outfit. So they were clarifying to the audience that her outfit was a sauna outfit, and she actually wore it often on the program. And they went on to say, and I quote, "had no intention of comically presenting a traditional outfit of a particular country." So, okay, when I compare like what they said and what the translations are saying, they both line up with each other, you know? Then they or Hwasa didn't have any intention of being rude towards another culture, and that should have been the end of it. So, you know, okay, a lot of people were kind of, even Moose ourselves, we were kind of a little bit iffy about MC or NBC's apology, and it wasn't, I shouldn't even say it was apology, it was more of a clarification, but you know, sometimes people don't handle, you know, statements right, and they probably were a little bit shocked because they figured they probably didn't even know what they were doing, and Hwasa herself probably didn't even know what she was doing. It's a crazy show. Okay, and they probably didn't expect people to be offended by it. And you know, and since I'm white, if you can't tell already, it's not my place to feel offended by, you know, people. If it was an African person, and they believe that she appropriated their culture, it's not my place to say, oh, well, you can't feel offended because that isn't a part of my culture. So, you know, for NBC to come out with a statement, I think it was pretty bold of them. It was enough to give us clarification. It could have been handled differently, yeah, but well, on to the next topic. So, all right. I did promise you guys that we get right back into that sneaky little K-pop drama with Pop Bass, and I always will deliver. So, oh boy, you could imagine just the amount of backlash that was like coming from Muse and just other stan fandoms when the translations were released. So, and actually, I would say that the backlash was even like more apparent after those translations and the apology came out from NBC. So I gotta say, as a baby moo, and this is with all the research that I've done, that I found moos to be very, how do I say this without being mean? Weak. And okay, first let me try to clarify. It's not to diss my own community, but from what I've been told that has happened in the past, whenever something has happened, maybe like to Mama Moo, or it's just anything in general, moos have always been the punching bag of the community. So and I was like, well, now it was like moos are becoming a little bit more stronger. They're willing to be like, okay, now we got it. We're gonna fight this out, and it's gonna be like this victorious battle that we're gonna go through. And honestly, I was proud. I was like, this is gonna change. And so moos were reporting Pop Base hundreds of times because. And keep in mind that Poppies was spreading misinformation, so it is a valid reporting. And so after Moose were getting their friends to report Pop Base, and all of these stans were reporting them, and it was all over Twitter. And I'm telling you, it wasn't not just Twitter. I mean, this was going on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, even. So yeah. Moos were finally getting their voices back and were not going to be punching bags again. So, anyways, Pop Base is getting like reported like crazy, right? Well, then all of a sudden, just silence. Like something happened to Pop Base. Moos didn't know what happened. Other stans didn't know what happened. It was like they just vanished. Well, surprise, surprise. They got their asses suspended. And I'm sorry. I don't curse at all, but the fact that this is just a turning point for Moose and we actually got a victory, I couldn't be more happier. Especially because, I got to be a part of it. And it's like, not only were they suspended, but keep in mind that when you report accounts, especially on Twitter, if the account has a large following, it is very hard to get them restricted or, suspended or even deleted, And so the fact that we won this, a community who has been told that they're nothing, that they're just a punching bag. I mean, come on. I mean, Moose were celebrating everywhere. So, okay, we have other things to dive into, but Moose, you will not believe this. This will not be the last time we hear from Pop Base. Oh, I know, so stick around. So, Moose. This segment is more or less going to be dedicated to a certain part of our Moo community. This is going to be for the Black Moos and or the Nigerian Moos that, just stuck it out. They were brave enough to defend Hwasa during this time, and regardless of their love for Mama Moo, they were willing to basically be slandered and harassed on Twitter constantly for wanting to just defend their best girl. And that actually segues into what I wanted to talk about. When I was thinking about doing the pod, I was like, I really would like an interview with a Nigerian Moo or a Black Moo or just somebody who was racially impacted during this time, and I got one, and she is the most loveliest lady I've ever had the pleasure to meet. And so I would like you to meet Peace. She is a Nigerian as well as black, and I will be linking her socials down in the description, and I will also be naming them here. But for now, I'm just going to be talking about my interview with her. So I gave her a list of questions, and she gave me some answers, so I will be reading them accordingly. So my first question was, what was your initial reaction to the Hwasa scandal? And she answered, I was surprised. I had just opened my Twitter account a day before my backlash. I got a message from a fellow Mu who wanted to give me the breakdown of all that was happening. I didn't know there was a scandal going on. She felt like since I am black and Nigerian, but also a big supporter of Mamamoo, I could be misinterpreting things later on. I was shocked to hear about the allegations. My second question was, after hearing about the allegations, but then the real translations coming out, what did you do? Did you spring right into action to defend, or did you wait a bit? And if you did defend, what did you say? And if you decided to wait, why did you? Peace answered, well, I heard about this scandal and the real translations were already out, so I defended her. I went to TikTok and posted a video of myself in a Nigerian attire singing an empowering song, and my exact caption was, I heard hashtag Hwasa is being dragged for culture appropriation simply because she wore something that looks like Nigerian attire. I am Nigerian. And if Hwasa comes right now and takes this outfit and slays it, I would love it. I love Korean traditional attire, so please stop the hate. My third question was, I'm guessing because of you going to her instant defense, you got a lot of backlash, which no one should go through. But what did the backlash consist of? Now, real quick before I read her answer, I'm just going to give a small trigger warning to if you find racially insensitive, sorry, if you find racially insensitive things triggering, just a little warning. But she is going to name off a slur that she was called. I will be censoring myself because it would not be appropriate to say it. So just a forewarning. She answered my question and said, wow, this is a very tough question because it brings back a lot of memories. I never knew what a C word was until that day, and I was called a sellout because I am a black defending an Asian. I got death threats. I was told I am the reason why slavery shouldn't have been abolished. It was thousands of hate retweets, and I try not to think about it. My fourth question was, I am so sorry that something like that had to happen to you. No one should have to be told such disgusting things. So, to kind of wrap this up, what would you want to tell my audience as far as how to deal with antis, or even as a black Nigerian woman, how to deal with the racial hatred that you received during that time and possible still receive to this daily basis? She responded, be strong, know who you are, and know your worth, but above all, love yourself like crazy, because when you do, it makes you have thick skin and no one can easily break you down. Now, when I had this interview with her, it was so impactful when I was reading what she was telling me because, and if a few of you probably know who she is because she was one of the more I shouldn't say bigger accounts, but she was one of the more how should I say this? She had the most traction. Yeah. And when I saw her tweets and all of the hate that she was getting, it was, I mean, if I could tell you all the things that antis were saying to her, it was absolutely disgusting. And again, I'm not going to repeat what they said. You probably could find it on your own. But Peace, you are such a strong move for doing this. And she knows how much she's appreciated in the Radish Farm for just willing to put her neck out there for us. Now, I would like to say something, and just not to get it twisted, but just because Peace wasn't offended doesn't mean that other Nigerians like her or other Mus or Stans that are of African descent aren't allowed to be offended.
Now, I'm like that can be gone without being said, right? Because last time I checked, peace isn't the speaker of the whole country. I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean. Basically, what I'm getting at is that everyone's feelings should be validated and not canceled. And it applies to this situation. Just because, and, you know, because this part is a really touchy subject, and I don't feel like I'm the right person to comment on it, but everyone had different opinions about this. Was she culture appropriating or was she not? Because if you remember during that time, there it was almost divided again. You know, there was two sides. It was there were black moose or Nigerian moose saying that no, there's no way that that outfit is even close to Nigerian traditional outfits. And then you had another half who were saying it was. So, I mean, take from that what you will. But that is the end of this segment. And again, if you could go follow Peace on her Twitter, it is Peaceify94, and I'll spell it out, PEACEIFY 94. And oh, okay, she also has this adorable YouTube React channel. She's so amazing. You have to go see that too. And its name is Peaceify, and it's without the 94, so it's just PEACEIFY. And all right, girlies. So that is the end of that segment, but you know what you've been waiting for. And oh my goodness. Well, guess what we're back for? We are back with Pop Bass. Now, Pop Bass had something to say for themselves. And you know, right now, because I mean, I might seem a little bit spaced right now, but that's because I've got all these old receipts in front of me. And we can now come to the conclusion of this absolute garbage pile that used to be called credible. You know? So, all right, we know that Pop Bass was suspended, right? Well, they came crawling back on the 29th of July and had this to say. And I quote, "Now that we're back from a brief hiatus, we'd like to address some things. To Hwasa and Mamamoo fans, we'd like to hashtag apologize to Hwasa for our inaccurate tweet last week. We were influenced by what others were saying without doing our own research. No artist deserves unnecessary hate." So, okay. Moose. You know, I would love to hear your initial reactions to this apology. I mean, what a disgrace of an apology, by the way. If I'm just going to put that in one word, it was a disgrace. So, oh, you know what I almost forgot to mention? I almost forgot to mention that hashtag. Okay, so hashtag apologize to Hwasa actually started to trend around when the translations came out. And this tag was just towards all the antis and Pop Bass for spreading misinformation. So, okay, that explains that. Now, all right, let's just get into my reactions about this tweet without being too angry. So, first off, Pop Bass, don't lie. You weren't on hiatus. You were suspended, but sure, go ahead and use that if you're more comfortable. And, you know, okay. Now that I'm looking at this tweet right now, I kind of find it rude on their end to not even bother putting the hashtag apologize Hwasa at the bottom. They used it in their sentence. So to me, it does not look like they even meant it. And maybe you all felt the same, but that's how I felt at the time. And then another thing that they did is I love how they say they were influenced. And remember, everyone, get your tinfoil hats back. Because this only proves my theory about all of these antis getting in their DMs about what was going on. Like, Pop Bass, newsflash, you aren't the victim here. Hwasa and all of her defenders are the victims here. But sure, again, go ahead and throw on another excuse. Oh my goodness, but that is the end of Pop Bass, and they were never heard from again. And yeah, that is actually, because now that I actually think about it, Pop Bass is they lost a lot of followers because of what happened to Pop Base, and what they did and the misinformation that they spread, and they lost a lot of credibility. So, next time, for all those news outlets out there that probably heard about what happened to Pop Base, get your facts straight. And with that, let's get on to the next and final segment. Oh my goodness, Radishes, you made it! We made it to the aftermath of this long and stressful battle, which has stretched over maybe a month or so. And, well, regardless, I would say the battle still isn't done because we're still in October. And, we still have antis coming after Hwasa for being a racist or culturally appropriating something that she didn't. And to that I say, Moose, that battle, it's going to be going on for a while, and antis are still going to probably bring up that situation. The only thing we can do, and I would say for myself, what I would do is just show them the receipts. Don't entice them. Don't start to bully them. It's just, we need to act responsibly. And you know what? So to kind of finish this off, because we are in the final segment, I kind of wanted to explain something, because when I was planning this episode, I guess it couldn't be more apparent that I have a bias towards Hwasa, and I wanted to make something apparent. I am not a Hwasa apologist, and I'll get into that. I am a Hwasa defender. Now, listen up, girlies, because this is really important. If you really love Mamamoo, right, and you have your bias, girl, that's great. And if you're a Hwasa bias like me, you gotta be really careful about what you say around these antis. And the reason why I'm kind of just pinpointing Hwasa right now is because out of all four of them, I would say Hwasa has done the most, and so that's why I'm saying, like, the antis, they more so go after her than any other girl, so that's why I'm pinpointing her. So Hwasa's done problematic stuff, right? So you shouldn't try to make it go away, because that's what apologists do. So instead, be a defender like me and acknowledge that it happened, while at the same time pulling up those receipts and show you aren't afraid. Because guess what? Mamamoo and Hwasa have apologized for everything they did, but has their faves apologized? I think that's where you get them, because, keep in mind, antis love to hate on Hwasa because of stuff she's done in the past, but won't take accountability for their own faves. But guess what, Moose? For now, all we can do is hope that she's grown and realized her mistakes. And that's actually it. Wow. My first episode, you guys, I mean, if for all of you that have listened and come this far, thank you so much. I'd like to thank the people that inspired me to make this episode, or even inspired me to even start this podcast. Please, if you liked it, please leave a comment, leave any mention on Twitter, because I'm planning, when this uploads, it will be pinned on my Twitter account. And just, retweet it, share it around. I would love the exposure. That would be so great. So my last words would be, love and support the girls, love and support each other, and stream Maria. Oh, and make sure to follow me at What a Rad Radish. That is WHATARADRADISH. So you'll know when the next episode is out. All right, girlies, I'll see you next time. Bye.